I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Graffiti, it is universal, and no matter where you go in the world, the artists announce themselves. That little ball that rattles around the inside of a spray paint can, you know what it sounds like. But what the artists use those spray paint cans for, that will vary from country to country. Take Nicaragua. It has the highest rate of teen pregnancy in Latin America. It's also a country where there are few opportunities for poor young women. And that's the kind of thing Nicaragua's grafiteras focus on. From Managua, Sarah Van Note has our story.
Jairisa Sanchez is a grafitera, a female graffiti artist. When I first met her 3 years ago, she taught me how to hold a spray can and move my arm fluidly across a wall. She was soft-spoken yet determined, and she and her crew traveled across Nicaragua giving free workshops for girls and women. She's 23 now, and Sanchez is still painting, but she's bucking the odds. She says women here learn from a young age to expect a less adventurous life than this. You need to be the mistress of the house, she says. Take care of your husband, wash his clothes, cook for him, clean the house, and that's your life as a woman. Then Sanchez aims her bright silver can at a 20-foot concrete wall, sketching out the letters K-Y-D. Kid is her street name, and it represents her identity as a grafitera. Her life revolves around art and hip-hop. She has a day job as a graphic designer, but fills her sketchbook with colorful drawings and paints in the streets on the weekend. Today we're out in the sprawl of Managua, in a neighborhood on the edge of the polluted lake Soldán. Some teenage boys watch from the curb as Sanchez and three male artists wield paint-splattered cans in the fierce midday heat. Joel González creates interweaving, blocky white letters. Any male graffiti artist will say it fascinates him that women are also painting, he says, because we're all from the same culture. But Sanchez says when she paints with an all-women crew, people shout vulgarities at them and call them vagrants. To avoid problems, Sanchez usually gets permission to paint. Large graffiti pieces are common around Managua, which has an even older tradition of street murals. That's Juanita Bermudez, a longtime art curator. She says during the Sandinista Revolution, artists experienced a golden age. The government supported murals as art forms, and people saw them as celebratory. Graffiti is another language, she says.
Y en el caso particular de las grafiteras, pues tiene más mérito aún, por lo que
Bermudez says for women to be graffiti artists is even more remarkable because in the past it was considered a man's occupation. It's beautiful that women have the same impulse, she says, and it shows that Nicaraguan society is evolving. Sanchez is dedicated to developing her own skills and to making sure other women have the same opportunity. In 2010, she founded the Ladies Destroying Crew, a collective of young women graffiti artists. But several women who started in the crew have since dropped out. One of them is Sanchez's 17-year-old neighbor. Earlier in the day, we passed a piece by her with big, multicolored, wild-style letters. But Sanchez told me her neighbor is now home nursing her new baby, and she doesn't paint anymore. Others don't have the financial support to buy expensive supplies.
Es diferente como cuando ya eres más independiente.
When you're more independent, she says, you can get the materials you need. But once you have kids, you don't have as much time. It's not a barrier, she says, but you need to devote more time to your family. After several hours, Sanchez finishes painting, her name vibrating off the wall in green, orange, and pink 3D letters with purple tiger stripes. It stands out among the black and white designs of the male grafiteros. Now everyone will know Kid was here. For The World, I'm Sarah Van Note, Managua, Nicaragua.